So Monday was Gopal Bhatta Goswami's appearance day. So I thought we'll just read one verse and purport about him. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 10, The Branches of the Chaitanya Tree. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila Chapter 10, The Branches of the Chaitanya Tree, Text 105. Sri Gopala Bhatta Eka Shaka Sarvotama Rupa Sanatana Sange Yanra Prena Lapana. Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, the 47th branch, was one of the great and exalted branches of the tree. He always engaged in discourses about love of Godhead in the company of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was the son of Venkata Bhatta, a resident of Srirangam. Gopal Bhatta former belonged to the disciplic succession of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, but later became part of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. The word Sampradaya means party. In the year 1433, Shakabda, A.D. 1511, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring South India, he stayed for 4 months during the period of Chaturmasya at the house of Venkata Bhatta, who then got the opportunity to serve the Lord to his heart's content. Gopal Bhatta also got the opportunity to serve the Lord at this time. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was later initiated by his uncle, the great sannyasi. Prabodhananda Saraswati. Both the father and the mother of Gopal Bhatta Goswami were extremely fortunate, for they dedicated their entire lives to the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They allowed Gopal Bhatta Goswami to go to Vrindavan, and they gave up their lives thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya was later informed that Gopal Bhatta Goswami had gone to Vrindavan and met Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. He was very pleased, and he advised Sri Rupa and Sanatana to accept Gopal Bhatta Goswami as their younger brother and take care of him. Sri Sanatana Goswami, out of his great affection for Gopal Bhatta Goswami, compiled the Vaishnav Smriti named Hari Bhakti Vilas and published it under his name. Under the instruction of Srila Rupa and Sanatana, Gopal Bhatta installed one of the seven principal deities of Vrindavan, the Radha Raman deity. The Saivites, priests of the Radha Raman temple, belonged to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Actually, One of the families entrusted with the deity service at Radharaman Mandir has a history of relations with the line of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In fact, Vishwambar Goswami, or his father, had relations with Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and they continued to have relations with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then Vishwambar Goswami had very friendly relations with Srila Prabhupada. And he spoke very nicely about Srila Prabhupada. Now, Vishwambar Goswami's son is Padmanabh Goswami, and he's also very favorable to ISKCON. In fact, ISKCON devotees often take prasad at his place at Radharaman Mandir. I also took prasad there with His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami once. And he showed me a letter. Padmanabh Goswami showed us a letter that Srila Prabhupada had written to his father, Vishwambar Goswami, about how all Vaishnavas should cooperate. So, not only does the Radharaman temple belong to the Gaudiya Sampradaya, but at least some of the Saivites have had close relations with the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami took permission from all the Vaishnavas before writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopal Bhatta Goswami also gave him his blessings, but he requested him not to mention his name in the book. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned Gopal Bhatta Goswami only very cautiously in one or two passages of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Jiva Goswami has written in the beginning of his Tattva Sandarbha, quote, "A devotee from southern India who was born of a Brahmin family and was a very intimate friend of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami has written a book that he has not compiled chronologically. Therefore, I, a tiny living entity known as Jiva, am trying to assort the events of the book chronologically, consulting the direction of great personalities like Madhvacharya, Sridhar Swami, Ramanujacharya, and other senior Vaishnavas in the disciplic succession. In the beginning of the Bhagavat Sandarbha, there are similar statements by Srila Jiva Goswami. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami compiled a book called Sat Kriya Sara Deepika, edited the Hari Bhakti Vilas, wrote a foreword to the Sat Sandarbha, and a commentary on the Krishna Karnamrita, and installed the Radharaman deity in Vrindavan. In the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika 184, it is mentioned that his previous name in the pastimes of Lord Krishna was Ananga Manjari. Sometimes he is also said to have been the incarnation of Guna Manjari. Srinivasacharya and Gopinath Pujari were two of his disciples. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami Ki Jai. Anyway, one story about Gopal Bhatta Goswami is that on the eve of Nrisimha Chaturdasi, all the other those Swamis in Vrindavan or Vaishnavas in Vrindavan were preparing to worship their deities and hold festivals. And he only had Shalagram Shila. He didn't have a deity with form, with arms and legs and body that he could dress and decorate. So he was feeling deprived of the opportunity to serve, like the other devotees who had formed deities. Anyway, out of Gopal Bhatta Goswami's strong desire, the Shalagram Shila manifest in the form of Radharaman. Radharaman is considered the most beautiful deity of Krishna. And it's the one original deity of the Goswamis that has remained in Vrindavan. All the others had to be taken elsewhere for fear of the Muslim invaders. So the temple of Radharaman is there in Vrindavan, and near the temple of Radharaman is the samadhi of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So when some of the disciples from Bombay went to Vrindavan on pilgrimage, they visited the samadhi of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and the priest gave them a piece of cloth from Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
It
was very special. So twice a year, once on his appearance day and once on his disappearance day, you bring it out and touch it and pass it around. That's what we'll do now. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki
jai.
Shri Gopal Prabhupada ki jai. The head and the heart. Touch it to the head and to the heart. Prabhupada Saraswati's samadhi is also in Vrindavan, just off the Parikrama path near Kaliagat, which is quite near the Krishna Balaram Mandir. So often when we go on Parikrama, down the Parikrama path near the Yamuna, we visit the...
It's before Sanatana.
Yes, before Sanatana Goswami. So we visit Gopal Bhatta Goswami's samadhi. I mean, Prabhupada Saraswati Samadhi and Bhattu. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. The glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.